Welcome back to the show. It's Frank and Kathy on WGN Radio 720, making Sunday Funday even more funner.
Yeah, funner. Is that a word?
I don't
funner?
Know, but I like it.
It's more funner.
It is a word?
We're making it a word.
Thanks, Pam.
Good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you of all people should know, right?
Yeah, Pam's a news gal.
Technically, it's an error in comparative degree, but, you know, we won't get there.
Oh, wow, you lost me on that one. All right, let's just say
fancy
funner.
Words. That's it.
You're way smarter than I am.
No, just Google it.
Oh, there you go.
I love Jennifer's energy, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Jennifer from the Together Live events.
Yes.
Yeah, we have our winners, Hope and Tony. I love her name's Hope. How perfect.
From Chicago.
Going to be joining us tomorrow at the Auditorium Theater at Roosevelt University for this Together Live event. Maybe a few tickets left. Like Jennifer said, you can go to togetherlive.com to get that information.
Keeping the women empowerment theme going on here, Kath.
Yeah, we're kind of on a roll.
Good friend here, Betsy Ziegler, is joining, or you said Ziegler.
Ziegler.
I say Ziegler, you say Ziegler. Uh-huh. She's the first female CEO of 1871. Have you been to 1871?
No, I haven't, and I really want to, because I don't want to say I'm confused as to what it is, but in my mind, it's this massive technology entrepreneur hub.
You're
Chicago.
Using all the right zing words.
Is that it?
In essence, it is. It's an incubator hub. It's where geniuses come together, entrepreneurs, startups, and Betsy could do this better than I could, mm-hmm. but until she gets here, I'll kind of fill in the blanks. I've been there before. I've worked with a former CEO, Howard Tillman's a friend. Howard, you know, a lot of people know Howard. He's been on a lot of shows. He's out there.
I saw him at a charity event not long ago.
Yeah, and he's done a great job of, you know, launching that was his baby. He's worked with Rahm Emanuel in the city.
In 1871, correct me if I'm wrong, is from the Chicago Fire. That was the year the Chicago Fire happened.
It's that, or it's the room in the Merchandise Mart where
Where's
they're located.
Betsy
help
us
out here. Yeah, you can come on
come
in, Betsy.
In.
It's located in the Merchandise Mart. And I'm assuming there's some association to that, or if not, it's just, hey, Betsy.
Hi, Betsy. Okay, Betsy. Ziegler.
Ziegler, I was right. We should have bet you shots of tequila.
I'm almost always wrong when it comes to pronunciation. So if I
you
say
are.
It one way, it's, yeah, totally.
So you just burst in my bubble?
Then I'm the opposite.
I feel like you said Ziegler.
I said that?
Maybe not.
Let's keep you close to the microphone.
Yeah, what mic are you on? She's on five?
Wait, I said Ziegler. Did I say Ziegler?
I said
Wait! Now I'm so confused. Say your name.
Ziegler.
See, so just take the E out.
I think I said Ziegler.
We need to get you closer to that microphone because I can't hear you.
All right.
Say
Ziegler.
Hi.
Good. Better?
Yeah, much better. What's going on, Betsy?
Not much. I'm excited to be here.
I know. It's a very energetic Sunday in the studio
kind of
here.
A hot mess.
she's jumping into this going, oh my God.
You can hear me better now?
Yes. Okay. Very good. So 1871 was the year of the Chicago Fire.
Correct.
And so isn't that where 1871, the name came, but it is all about new beginnings?
Yeah. So obviously we're not going to celebrate the fire itself, but we're celebrating what happened after the fire, which was the people from all over the city came together from, you know, all different backgrounds, all different walks of life to reimagine, rebuild the city. And so that's what we're celebrating in our name. And how we put that into action in our location is we have people from venture capitalists and the universities and mentors and corporate partners and all of these different folks that are there, and their job is to help make our company successful.
So first of all, congratulations on being the
Thank
first
you.
Female CEO.
Thank you.
Huge.
It was Howard Tolman that passed the baton to you.
It is, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. How's it going so far?
It's terrific. It just passed the 7-month mark and super fun. And Howard and the CEO before him, Kevin Willer, both sit on my board. So I have access to, you know, both of them who were there before me.
The brains.
Yeah. Betsy, you fill some big shoes with that. I mean, Howard was a very boisterous, outgoing guy.
Absolutely.
A media savvy. And you're now, you know, filling them, I think, really well.
Thank you.
With a completely different perspective and initiative, which I'd love for you to share.
Sure.
But you're one of the, I don't know if you heard our prior segment, but you're one of these lady bosses that, you know, are making waves. Because, you know, I'd love to give some of your pedigree, too, because this isn't just your first big show.
Right. You want me to give my pedigree?
I want you to give a pedigree, yeah.
So, very proud Ohio State Buckeye alum. We'll start there. Spent 5 years at GE, then went to business school at Harvard, and then 12 years at McKinsey, and then 7 years at Northwestern, where I was an associate dean and the chief innovation officer at the business school, and now 7 months in as CEO at 1871.
So you, too, would have some insight as to the word funner.
Yes.
Yeah, funner is not a
but,
word.
But come on, in today's world,
I heard it out there. Actually, I was like,
not a word.
But you know, we got everything's been done already. You got to kind of spin things.
Yeah, and just people, have some fun with it.
We can try. You can at least try.
Yeah, I probably won't say it, but you can
bring that right.
I would say it's more fitting for probably me, right? Because Kathy's my official spell checker.
Oh, he cannot spell.
No, I can't.
I
can create. I can do radio. I could do TV, but spelling, I leave it for Siri or Kathy.
If we know our gifts, then we have other people around us that fill in the gaps, right?
Well, that seems like a nice segue. If people have gifts and entrepreneurship or a business idea. It seems like everybody's got a business idea. Yeah. How can 1871 help facilitate that?
Yeah. So a couple of things. First of all, the reason 1871 exists is to inspire, equip, and support founders to build great businesses. So that's why we're there. And that's why I think I have the best job in the world, because every day I come to work working with my team to increase the probability of success of any company that is there. Now, your question is a little bit about how does a company get there?
Mm-hmm.
And people have to apply. And basically, you apply and you have to have a real problem that you're trying to solve. You don't have to have solved that problem.
Do you need money?
You don't need money.
Do I need to be a certain place in my business?
You do not. You do not. But you have to demonstrate to us that you are actually committed to doing this, that you are legitimately working on solving this problem, and that we can... And we believe that we can actually help you.
It almost sounds like a version of Shark Tank.
Kind of. I was just going to say.
No, not really. I mean, it's way less competitive than Shark Tank. And there's no panel publicly shaming you or anything. I mean, there's none of that.
But would make for great content.
It would. And we certainly do have pitch competitions where we kind of create that inside. But we have 470 companies there right now.
Wow.
And some really big companies, too.
Big companies. Yeah. We 470 startup companies. There are a couple that are growing fast. We have 400 alumni companies, many of whom are pretty big, like Spot Hero would be an example. So basically, you apply. If we think that you're like totally invested and you're not just trying to come in to sell to the rest of our entrepreneurs, then we'll likely give you the chance to grow your business with us.
Okay, and then it seems like it's so millennial-based that they are behind most of the startups. What would you say to someone a little bit older that might have a business idea about taking the first step to getting that business started?
Well, so Kathy's going to pitch you right now. Hold on.
All right. I'm ready.
I have a ton of ideas. We'll talk later.
Okay. I think it's one of those things that's a myth buster that we're all a bunch of young kids running around there. I mean, obviously I'm not, but we're the average age is around 39.
Oh,
so
okay.
So we have a ton of young entrepreneurs, but we also have people that had careers with bigger companies or were in banking or consulting for a number of years and have left to start their company, and they're with us.
I guess Howard Tolman would be a perfect example of that. I'm not saying he's old, but he's old.
Howard, if you're listening, we're sorry, but you look great.
I love you, Howard. You would never know how old he is. He's a phenom. I mean, he's just incredible.
He's a perfect example of anybody can do anything at any age.
And he keeps repeating it. So, you know, he's 11 or 12 companies in now, and now doing great things at IIT, so he's incredible. Yeah.
1871 to me is so fascinating. It's so fantastic in so many ways because, yes, it is about millennials, but you'll see the different. You know, the millennials are what I would say is like the fuel and the spark, but the true engine are the people who are a little bit older who know, who've been there, like
experience.
Mm-hmm. And the combination of the two is what makes the magic at 1871, because they hold these great conferences. They bring in celebrity experts, and not just in you know, pop culture celebrity, but business celebrities, mm-hmm. people with real things and real solutions, real things to say to teach these millennials what not to do or what to do. That to me is the magic sauce of 1871.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, I'll just take it one step further, perhaps. So we have 1,000 events and 400 workshops and 500 mentors and everything that Frank just said. But it's really the combination of all those things that create the opportunity for people to have these collisions, right, where you're walking down the hall and you run into a mentor or you run into a faculty member at a university or a venture capitalist who can help you. And that is where, you know, the scale and scope of what we do there really matters. And because we're a nonprofit, we measure our impact on not on how much money these companies make, because we don't benefit from that at all, but how many jobs have they created.
Yeah.
And to date, so we've been around for just over 6 years, to date 8,000 jobs have been created in Chicago
Look at that.
By companies in 1871. And you know, that's That's what matters. And I'd like, you know, we're going to double that and triple that and, you know, quadruple that over time.
So speaking of Chicago, we have to take a break,
right? We have to take a quick break.
See, I'm getting the hang of this.
You are. You kind of did this before. We have the biggest event of the year is coming up for you guys next Thursday. Don't mention it now because we're going to leave it hanging. And then we're going to open up phone lines if people want to ask you questions.
Fantastic.
If you're a female entrepreneur out there and you have some great ideas and you want to try at a startup, Betsy is here to answer your questions.
Excellent.
It is just after 2:40. What is it? 2:47?
1:47. See, you're reading the analog clock.
I am.
Go digital, baby.
I got it. Oh, I should just look down like 2 inches and I'll see the digital.
Yes.
Yeah. That's actually 3 clocks that we have.
It's very confusing when you look at this because the other one is army time.
It is. So that's why. All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. What song is this, Kathy? You picked this music, didn't you?
No. Ashley did, but I like it.
What song is that, Ashley? I kind of like it.
Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
Ah, the youth. The youth of today.
You don't want me to sing.
No. Betsy Ziegler is joining us in studio. CEO, first female CEO of 1871. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We were talking off air briefly about the political climate and how it's changing here in
new
Illinois.
Governor,
new governor,
mayor.
New mayor's coming in. We don't know who it's going to be. We do know that Mayor Emanuel has been a huge supporter of 1871 to the point where he's sending you still to these excursions in Asia and representing the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah. What were you doing over in China? Was it China?
I went to China and Japan in the last 2 months, so I've been to both. Yeah.
Wow.
So in China, it was terrific. I went with to represent 1871 and Chicago at the World Economic Forum, the they call the Summer Davos outside of Beijing. And the best part about that is I brought three of the 1871 companies with me. So I got to talk about what we're doing and my perspective on innovation, but they got to, you know, interact with up to 2,000 other people that were there from kind of every country you could ever imagine.
Wow. Tell us quickly some of the contributions that Chicagoans have made globally that you're proud of.
Yeah. So there's a number of ways to think about kind of the global impact of 1871. We have 13 global relationships, so 13 cities that our entrepreneurs can work out of, and that those countries' entrepreneurs can come to Chicago and work out of ours as a starting point for business growth in those locations. We've got a number of companies. Spot Hero is starting to expand internationally,
which you guys know
Spot Hero.
Yeah.
There's a newer entrepreneur to the 1871 family named Tracy Shippo that started a company called Book and Main that creates a platform for authors to engage with their audiences.
Oh.
And she's very much in the first kind of area of content for her is the romance novels, of which there's like literally millions of passionate followers across the globe. And
yeah.
So she's working with organizations in Australia and New Zealand. So we've got companies from Chicago doing stuff internationally. We've got international companies that are using 1871 as their platform to get into the United States mostly because of 1871 and the density of big companies in Chicago. And then we have global partners. So we just had an amazing event last week with ANA Airlines out of Japan where I shared the stage with a couple of their leaders talking about some of the just truly mind-blowing technology that they're starting to think through with avatars. And I mean, it's just like...
It's such an exciting time.
So it's,
really
global shows up a lot of different ways.
Betsy, a couple of texts coming in, questions. Does 1871 profit from any of its entrepreneurs? Is there a deal that goes into place? Are you rev sharing with the Spot Hero folks who incubate out of 1871?
There's no deal. You come in and you pay a monthly fee to be there as an entrepreneur, and with that fee, you get access to everything that we've got. And we don't take a cut. There's no upside.
Wow.
Yeah, you said it was nonprofit.
Nonprofit.
Now, I didn't know that.
Now, my hope for, of course, is that our alumni companies think that 1871 was was key to their early success. So as they get big wins, hopefully some of them will
share
send us
love.
Back some money.
Yeah.
You know, to
some
do
generosity,
that.
Absolutely.
That hasn't happened yet, but my hope for is that, and we're only 6 years in, so my hope for is that is a pattern that will start to emerge.
Now you have a huge event coming up this Thursday, right?
That's correct.
Why don't you tell us about it?
So every year we have the Chicagoland Entrepreneurial Center and 1871, which is you know, one in the same organization does an annual award dinner. This is our 11th annual, called the Momentum Awards. It's the largest tech networking event in Chicago. We're expecting somewhere north of 800
people
there.
Black tie or?
It's cocktail dress, although for men, that apparently cocktail means no tie, which is sort of interesting.
Oh, so,
it does.
So I always get confused. So
I take that as a t-shirt, a sport coat, jeans, and some fly shoes. That's the way
yeah,
I say that.
I think probably
jeans
I'm sure
for cocktail.
That. Not sure jeans,
but not jeans like you think. I
but
mean,
still,
like nice jeans, like black ones that would look sharp.
Yeah, guys can pull off different colors.
I mean, the fact that we're even changing the I'm stressed about what cocktail dress am I going to wear? Any man on my team just has to put on a jacket over a shirt.
Right.
There you go.
And
that's it.
Take
simple.
Their tie off if
exactly.
they want. Wow.
So can people still get tickets for this event?
People can still get tickets. You can get them online at 1871.com/momentum. And we're celebrating five award winners, three of which are public and known, and two of which are two young companies in Chicago doing great things, and those get revealed for the first time with the magic envelope on Thursday night.
Oh, I was just going to ask you to tell us about them, but you
magic
can't.
Envelope.
You
can't. Well, listen, that's a good way to end it and keep that cliffhanger going. Go check out the event. The website is 1871 Chicago.
1871.com.
1871.com. Online, it's 1871 on Instagram, 1871 Chicago,
correct?
On Instagram.
Yep.
Go to the website, 1871. Check them out, folks. If you haven't, like Kathy, she's lived here forever. She's an icon in radio. She's never been there.
Yeah, you have
there.
To come by. I mean,
you
tell me when you want to come, and I'll give you a tour. Yeah,
I would love it.
Please.
Yeah.
And I'll give you all my ideas,
And she's probably going to pitch you about 10 ideas. Betsy, thanks so much for
Thank
coming
you.
On.
Appreciate it. Happy Sunday.
We'll be right back, guys. Mm-hmm.